Lecture topic, The Harms of Pride Continued.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last week we spoke about pride. Pride. As I told you, that pride means to look down at us. To look down at others. And it's obvious this much, that a person can only have pride if whatever he has in him, he has good power of it. But he got control of nothing. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, that you have no power in anything, you are nothing at all. So when Allah Ta'ala says you got no power at all, you got nothing at all, then what you and I are supposed to do? To take ourselves lowest of the lowest. Allah Ta'ala has two things. One is, no one knows who salvation is, and no one knows who will be punished. No matter how much a good deed you do, but it is not according to Allah Ta'ala's expectation, and it's obvious that you don't know whether it's accepted. And likewise, you don't know the next person, no matter how much of sin he's committing. But you don't know whether he's going to Jannah or Jahannam. So if you don't know who's going to Jannah or Jahannam, then you will be concerned with yourself that I am not making any mistakes. Because as you know, there's so many short behavior of incidents of people who were so very close to Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah did not forgive them. One Sahabi, he was actually riding the horse and going in the jihad. And he was fighting, really fighting. The way he was fighting, that all the Sahabi said he is a Jannati. But in the end, Nabi Karim says, be careful. He's not a Jannati. Because what happened, he could not tolerate the pains and kill himself. So we are not here to judge anyone. We rather judge ourselves. It's a sad part of it that today we don't take account of ourselves, what we did for the day. They say one of the things most important for a person who's taking the road to Allah Ta'ala is every day of your life to take account of yourself. So when you take account of yourself, you come to realize which side you are. Because in most cases you find that there are more mistakes. More, in other words, there are more mistakes. So let us put our mistakes right. Not only remember things that you are the lowest of the lowest in reality. Make yourself the lowest of the lowest. No matter what happens, no matter how much wealth Allah can give you, no matter how strong you are, no matter how, but always take yourself the lowest of the lowest in reality. Haqiqatan means, he says, someone has to tell you that you're worse than a dog. And it affects you, that means there's something wrong with you. That means you're wrong. You're not true in your claim. But it's so strong in your heart, if someone had to tell you they're worse than anything. If the great Buzuk, they should say to themselves that they are worse than pigs. They will say that. If someone had to tell you you're worse than a dog, you can't take that. And when they say it, they say it. They should say to the Murids, this is what, that whatever you take us as, we are worse than that. So in other words, if you take yourself to the lowest of the lowest and always think you're nothing, what will you do? You'll try to improve all of it. You try to? You will not wait for people to praise you. When people begin to praise you, you begin to think, why is he praising me? If he knows the reality of me, he won't talk, look at me too. He won't even look at me too. He's just looking at me out and thinking I'm very good. If you come to know, but that's how you have to answer yourself. But if you're waiting for praises, then that means now Christ. You want people to praise you. But you must get surprised when people praise you. Then what's the reason going to praise you? Because that's not who I am. Like one Buzu, that person told him that, you know what, you show off. Yeah, I agree with you because at least you have recognized who I am. He did not argue with him to say, no, you're wrong. That's how women do. But he said, no, you're right. At least you know my faults. Another person told the Buzu this. He said, if it's true, then I must put myself right. If it's not true, then Allah must give you hidayat. See how they were of this kind. They did not run anyone down, but accept the thing. So most important thing Allah Ta'ala wants us all to is most important, which Rasulullah SAW has been in life, the most important is humility. Humility will be. And if you got humbleness in you, that all the time you remember, you will be prepared to at all times accept the fault. A humble person will always serve others. Humble person, he won't look people to serve him. A person who got pride in him, he wants people to serve him. But a humble person always wants to serve others. You find always he's serving someone. And they don't know whether he's rich or poor. He attends to everyone. If he doesn't feel hard, that if while walking in the street, if he see an old person, it's because of his humility, he won't help that old man. His heart will say, let me go and help this person. He'll take his pass and walk with him. You won't think, you know, I'm a rich person. I'm not supposed to do that. Or he goes to the bazaar. Even if he goes to the bazaar, he won't feel he went to just buy something and carry the goods to. He won't find it difficult to do that. You won't think I am someone. You won't think I am someone. That is the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking with him. Now it's obvious Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When sahabi goes to run, he says, I'll carry that. Now just imagine what it was. That quality that we should have in us. This humility is so important, that humbleness is important. But remember that you are nothing. You have to remind yourself you are nothing, which is very important. Every day if you remind yourself you are nothing, automatically come into your life. When you got nothing to do, just sit down quiet and say, I am nothing. I am nothing, I am nothing. And if someone has to tell you nothing, if it affects you, that means you've got a very extended too far from it. Too far from it. When you bring this humility in you all the time, you will always remember that we will find everyone higher than you. You will not look at anyone's fault. That's why they say, man was nothing. Everything is given by Allah Ta'ala. Every move that you take is made by Allah. It's not you that came to the masjid, he brought you to the masjid. Likewise, everything that you do, Allah Ta'ala made you do it. If something came in your mind and you created the thing, it's not you that created it. If you created it, then why before they done it in your mind? It only came now. It came now because Allah Ta'ala put into your mind that this now. So very important, Allah. You are owner of nothing. We are owner of nothing. We came with nothing, we're going with nothing. The only thing that we'll be going with whatever we taught by Rasulullah is to lead that life. Our sitting here is for the sole reason is to become more close and dear to Allah. To make our Islam. You know what's the meaning of Islam? To make Islam means insan bano. Insan bano. To become a Jannati is very easy. To become Jannati is very easy. To become insan is very difficult. Very difficult. You see, what's the meaning of insan? To keep everyone's heart. To keep everyone's heart. Whether the Muslim, non-Muslim, an animal, anything. Keep a buzuk, a great buzuk. When they see a cat sleeping on their bed, whole night they sleep on the floor, they wouldn't bring the animal up. If they walk in the street and they see an animal drinking water, they'll turn away, they won't allow them to let us with the animal drink water. so much concern that Buzruk, while you're writing a letter, one fly came and said to him, unless the fly was completely quenched his thirst with the ink, it did not move. I mean, so much concern with different creations, and fly. Then what would do the insan, how much concern do we have? In other words, this kind of quality we don't have in us. The quality of isar, you know. They just imagine the husband and wife. The Sahaba had this thing. The person, the husband and wife, isar is a very great thing. They have little bit food in the house. And immediately after one person came, Rasulullah SAW sent him as a visitor to that house. The way they sat down to eat, the light they put is so light. And they started eating, husband, wife, and the person. He did not realize they did not eat one morsel too. But the other person ate the food and went away. That is what got isar. We haven't got that in us. We haven't got that. Then give others priority over yourself. If you want to know a person who's taken the road to Suluk, two things he always had in him. Come below or come back below. Talk less and meet less. Because he has all the time scared that he must not do something over the road, not over talk. So this is something. And Allah Ta'ala, if you look at it carefully, then find the pillars of Islam. Namaz. Take a look at namaz. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about sajda and ruku? Ruku and sajda. Why? Did you ever think about it like this? So Allah Ta'ala wants to bring about it. I want you all to be humble. 5 times a day he brings reminders to us. Then how you must bring about humility in you? That the most respected part of your body is your face. I want you to put it on the ground. And when you put it on the ground, you must know that you're down with the ground. And you must be in a condition that to say this man that we are, I'm the ground, I'm nothing. That's how you're supposed to be namaz. 5 times a day, it's allowing to remind yourself that this, you are nothing. Ruku to you go, then you're putting yourself down. Sajda, you're going more down to the ground. Because your crown is down now. In other words, there's nothing lower than that. You bring that quality 5 times a day in for what? Just to make namaz on it. Namaz, you read. But the important thing is that quality come into you or not. That when you went down, that you felt there was no one lower than you at all. Some even do not want to wake up from down there. That in other words, being that quality of nothing and no one and no one and no one. Now if that person got that quality of I'm nothing and no one, if someone had to tell him of any bad things too, would it affect him? Then why is it affecting us? If I'm just giving an example, your wife will tell you nothing you are. You're a hopeless person. You are hopeless. You're good for nothing. Next minute she starts smiling at you too. She's so good to you too. But that time they tell you the worst things, you see what happened here now. But how did you take that comment? I want to know that. Did you at that time think to yourself that what she said is true? Why? The Buzrugs. When they say something, you are like that, they say, if you're saying that, if I die with Iman, I'm better than that. If I don't die with Iman, then you what you say is right. Because they think like that, when I die with Iman, then I'm passed. If I don't die with Iman, don't pass. So what is the reason for us if someone had to disgrace us, embarrass us? You don't become that. You must know for yourself that you are guilty. If you're guilty, then we can't talk about it. But if you're not guilty, and they tell you all kinds of things, why must it affect you? For what will it affect you? That means, you know, you've got pride in you. The only reason why you're not prepared to accept it, you've got pride. Why must you tell that? Why that person must tell you? Why do you think that so many times even the neighbors are not good with one another? It's because if the neighbor told you something, you're supposed to be smiling at him, not to become worse than that. I mean, this is the qualities, you know, that when one buzuk, the neighbor gave you so much taklif, so much taklif, so much taklif, that he should make his place napak, but not a day for him, he cleaned every morning. He didn't tell him one word to. In the end, he'd be accepted Islam. What was the reason for him to accept Islam? That humility that he had in him. And he said, you know, I gave you so much of taklif, you know, I made you to wash the place and all that. This man. Yes, he said, I got hurt. If you got a headache, you say, I got a headache. So if someone hurt you, say, you hurt me. You rather tell that person, you hurt me, than talking behind his back. So likewise, say, you hurt me. I got hurt. But just to tell you that when you got humility, how important it is that humility brings about so much. We don't know all these things. We don't understand those things. And remember one thing. That pride is reflected every part of our body. So every part of our body has to be humble. When you see become humility, be humble, the pride comes, you see a person with pride, every part of his body is reflected. Not only. So in other words, you have to bring your whole part, all the parts of the body humble. Very, very. It's important to all the time humble yourself. If you're a teacher, you have to humble yourself. If you're a worker, you're a boss. Why is it that if your worker has done something wrong, instead of speaking to him in a nice way, you take off with him? What's the reason for you to take off with him in front of everyone? Is that Islam? In other words, you're doing that to show who you are. All those things are against the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Many people come and tell me, when I got a boss, that he swears my father and mother at me. What did they do to him that they do that? And people cry, but if I try to say, what's the reason for you to do all this? You're not pride about that. It's pride only that. And Nabi Kareem said very quickly, nicely, he said, do not swear your mother's father. The Sahaba said, Ya Allah, do you swear your mother? He said, yes, when you say your mother, you say your mother. So this is important, that you should not do those kind of languages. So in other words, when you got the reason for pride, this is pride. Everything is pride. Everything is pride. You go home to eat food. You did not like the food. Why would you have said, I don't want to eat this food. I don't want to eat. It's because of pride. I don't. What you cook today? Why you cook like this? Why? First of all, I want to forget one tragedy. One person told him, Hazrat, you know, I'll go home. I said, I mean, the wife don't cook. I said, what a nice answer he gave. Whatever you want to eat, tell her you want to eat that food. You rather tell her that if you want certain things, but only don't make it hard for them too. Don't make it hard for them too. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, you know, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he never told his wife at any time he wants to eat that food. But he always say that which must cook, that which is most easy to cook. He should always concern that what is good, very easy for the wife. The wife asks, you know, says, wife, some wives are very good, you know. Very, very good, what you want to eat. Instead of making it easy for them, make it so difficult. No, he said, make the easy food to eat. Hazrat, you know, when the time is with the salt, not that you tell, you know, I there's no salt. Can get rid of salt. Not with the anger. So all this you come to realize is because of pride. Pride is the cause of everything. Why must you tell your wife you're like this and like that, you're fat and you're this, you got married, she was still. Now she's gone fat, you can take off with her very badly, you're like this and like this. You see all those kind of things, then she's carrying her children. So what is the reason for talking like that? What's the reason? You're good for nothing. You're good for nothing. This Allah. If someone tells your mother like that, telling your sister like that, how you accept it? Just imagine. Just because they got no one else to look at. They have nowhere to say. You know the husband says, where you going to go? The husband says, the husband, where you going to go? You just stay where you are. The bichari, you know, she's shedding tears and you're eating the food. So all these things run to one thing only because of pride. Pride. Why did that person speak to me like that? Why you think one brother not talking to another brother for years? It's merely because of pride. Because of pride. Everything. Why the person not talking to his sister? Because of pride. Why did she say that to me? I'm the big brother. Why is that? But that was not the sunnah of the Nabi Khalifa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, when he should sit with people too, he becomes favored. His behavior was something else. Some people, you find that, you know, when people should come, very poor people should come. Very important to associate with poor people. Very poor people, like the masjid, to sit among the poor people. The reason to sit among the poor people is bring about humility. Humility. Because you don't want to sit next to that person. That doesn't mean you can't sit among them. They're rich people. A rich person who's humble is a very great person. Being humble. But whenever there is better for you sometimes, like Sulaiman is Salaam, when you come to the masjid, you should sit among the poor people. That brings about humility. In other words, if you shake hands with them, you may salam with them. It's very difficult to make salam to a poor person, but it's very easy to make salam to a rich person. So these kind of qualities which you have in us that brings about difference in our lives too. And the Prophet was like this. When the poor people there, he should sit among them. And he should eat with them, sit with them, and when they leave, then only he wakes up. To keep their hearts poor. How important it is. To keep their hearts is so important. So what is that pride that we have to put it right? The right, the pride has to be put right. The concern must be there, I got pride. Don't ever anytime tell me you got pride, don't say I haven't got pride. Don't ever say that. But look into yourself and come to your life, there is pride. Another thing is caste also. You know, you belong to this caste, you belong to that caste. But what caste? There's no caste there. Inna kramakum inda barakakum. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, that person is most clear. Allah does not look at color. He does not look at race. He cannot look at all language. He look at what? Taqwa. So if you look at race and all the things, he belongs to that caste. He's not that. But never think like that. He's really bad. So this is one thing that pride don't come with. In other words, pride also and boast of actions. I got this action, I got that. People boast about their actions. They don't realize you're boasting of the action. What action you got? Today you got that. Some people do boast about their body also. Why do you think you look at it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why did he think about sickness? And what sickness showed you to, you try your level best to cure yourself, you cannot get cured. You use all kind of medication. Allah ta'ala will show you this much that you don't have humility. If you were have pride, only that person that pride you. Sickness comes to you, it will not affect you. So the sickness comes to bring about humility that I'm nothing. I am nothing. In other words, everything is under us. You know, that you have no power at all. You're powerless. The same hand you should hit others, but today you become completely helpless. To show you this is your condition. That you are helpless today. In other words, don't have pride. Do not have pride. So there's so many things that Nabi Karim has taught us that whatever say is right, and Allah Ta'ala say anything that is. In other words, if someone tells you of your fault, accept your fault. Most important, accept your fault. If you accept your fault, that means you got humility. If you don't accept your fault, that means he's trying to say that you are always right. And that person who thinks he's always right, even though he's always wrong, he's always wrong. Most important thing, bring about humility. And I'm always saying this thing because humility can come to make salam first. Make salam first. If you make salam, you find that you find difficult to make salam to someone who do not know, make salam to you. Someone who is not a stranger to you to make salam. Because Nabi Khan did not say make salam to only certain people. He said make salam to everyone. So that is most important. And don't think you're too knowledgeable too. Some people think the knowledge will too, they've got a lot of knowledge. They do not understand. Knowledge is not something that you do. Allah Ta'ala gives you that knowledge. And one small thing happened to you, find you lost all the money. One person, he only had one stroke took place on his face. He forgot to read the Quran today. You know what was the meaning for him? He was in love with the Quran. He was in love with the Quran. Allah shows us that we are powerless. We mustn't feel high and mighty of ourselves at all for anything. You find you have a person who has been paralyzed. He can't do nothing. The same hand, what he couldn't do, he could do so many things, paralyzed. Allah decided to give him that power, okay? That the moment he does that, he must realize that I am powerless. You swear to everyone, you swear to your wife, you swear to people, you swear to vulgar with people. But Allah Ta'ala take your zuban, what will happen to you? What will happen to you? The fear must be there because you've got this condition in you that you think you are not a pride in. Pride is the thing that causes all these kind of things. Don't think you are too handsome too, because tomorrow you see the handsome one's gone too. The moment a person feels too handsome, he looks, nowadays you look in the mirror too much, the mirror will crack. But failing to realize that that same moment Allah is showing you, he thinks he's so handsome, there's no one handsome than me. One small sickness, the handsomeness is gone. So where is the pride for this? So that is a shaitan was a fuel of Jahannam merely because of pride. Look what he made, what ibadat he made. It's unreal. The ibadat that he made in this world, no one can count it. But instead of thanking Allah Ta'ala, he thought to tell the Faisa told him that there's a person who against Allah. It never crossed his mind that I am the victim. Because why? His mind was towards his ibadat. That's how you and I. I'm making too much ibadat. I'm reading too much Quran. I'm reading too much this. Why? Forget what you're reading. He allowed you to read. He allowed you to read. Had he not allowed you to read, you not to put yourself there. What your ibadat is. And your ibadat is nothing. He allowed you to make ibadat. Possibly you make ibadat to show. Possibly you make ibadat because you want people to praise you. So what will happen that kind of ibadat? When I rest over namaz too. For so many people, you know, I know this one takbir ula too. Alhamdulillah. But in reality, if you begin to think to yourself, who allowed you to get that? I know one person, you know, one whole year did not miss one takbir ula. The next time for 5 days, he missed one all takbir ula. Allah showed him, it's not you that's doing it, I am doing it. You thought you were doing it. The thought came in 1 year, no takbir ula. He said me, alhamdulillah, I said, your son. In 5 days, Allah has shown you his body. So pride. You don't see if a person doing namaz to you. You can force them to masjid. Don't ever look at his face. And tell him, so you came the right place today. That's how people say. So don't look down at anyone. Don't look down on yourself. When will the time come that we put up on you to look down upon ourselves? Lower ourselves down the time. No matter how much, that's why they say the more you do Allah ibadah, the more you lower yourself. A person who may remember Allah Ta'ala all the time is always lowering himself. He lowers himself because he got Allah Ta'ala in front of him. The more a person has Allah in front of him, the more he lowers himself and fears this month that Allah Ta'ala will not turn away from us. So pride is a thing that must keep away from. That's most important. Pride. Take it out. You drive the best car, no one's stopping you. But you sit in a thing that you don't know, you want everyone to look at the car. You want everyone to look at the car and look at you. The moment that crosses your mind, you don't drive that car because you've got pride in you. But you sit in a car, Ya Allah, the name of the game. Allah, thank you so much. You have beautiful clothes, Ya Allah, you gave me the name of the game. The food that you eat, Ya Allah, you gave me the food. Straight away, what a person humble, you say, Ya Allah, you gave me the food. Ya Allah, you gave me this, you gave me all this. Everything holding the world to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's called humility. Thank you, Allah. So may dua for Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala, and your total humility. Man tawadu inna rafa'u Allah. That person with tawadu, Allah raises me. Raise him higher and higher. And with the sunnah of Nabi, come and come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم إنا نعبدك وشكرك وحسن اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك الأرض والسماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلمًا حديث الصالحين وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.